said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
This is incredible news. We did talk about the fact that there's only one drive-in cinema, one drive-in left in WA, in Perth at least. And it's the Kingsley, the Galaxy in Kingsley. And it's reopening tonight.
Yay!
Fantastic. You know, I know we talk about the drive-ins and we're all going to get nostalgic now, right?
Yeah.
But when we were kids, that was cutting edge.
Yeah,
that
right.
Stupid speaker that tannoy that you put in your window. We didn't have any Dolby surround sound.
No, barely had a car stereo.
It was fantastic. We love going to the drives.
I've got a confession to make.
What do you got?
I've never been to a drive-in.
Get out.
Sorry?
I've never been.
Get out of the car.
I've never, like, my parents never took us when we were kids. Yeah. Ryan, I didn't even know they were open. A couple of years ago, I was going to go to the one in Kingsley, but they were just playing kids' films, and I was, like, not interested in that.
So
but
it's fair to say, Kimber, you've never
stranded at the drive-in.
Been through that, like Daddy Zuko.
I don't know how it works. I don't know if you get out of the car. Do you go get snacks? Do they roller skate them to your window? How does it work?
Sounds like a 50s movie, doesn't it?
I've never made out in the car at the drive-in.
Well, the thing about the driving, I think about straight away is the bumpy surface because your car had to angle up facing the screen.
Yep.
So there's that kind of thing.
Right.
And as Matt said, there's you know, you'd smuggle when you're younger and you go to the driving, try and smuggle a couple of mates in the boot so you didn't pay for them.
Oh, because you pay per car, do you?
Pay per car.
You pay per person. They can't see you, two or four mates in the boot.
Sure.
So they get out once you get in.
Okay, yeah.
I think this chat's going to go for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so give us a call, 133353. We want to hear your drive-in memories. One of the things that I'm interested in is that now that I have a family and a stepdaughter, you know, I spend a lot of time looking at the ratings of the film.
Sure.
I don't think we ever, I mean, we went to see Towering Inferno.
Oh, yes.
Steve McQueen and Paul Newman race against time as one tiny spark becomes a night of blazing suspense. The Towering Inferno.
I remember that night.
Now,
I don't know what it was rated, but it was just everyone saw the same film.
Yeah, right.
You know, like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember sneaking with some mates to go and see the R-rated version, Uncut of Saturday Night Fever.
Oh.
That was a big deal.
R-rated
It had
version.
The, you know what scene in it. And I was like, hey.
No,
we go.
I don't.
Oh,
I must go and have a look.
Bit of nookie going on.
Okay. Well,
it's a big deal when you're 15.
133353. Give us a call and tell us about your drive-in memories. Am I off the mark here when I'm saying I thought that it was just a place where people went to go and make out?
Well, no, it did, but it was sort of a rite of passage for a lot of times in your life. Like as a kid, you couldn't believe that you were. Often my parents would sit in the back seat and we would sit in the front. So it was a family thing. And then, of course, you know, you get your car as a teenager and you start feeling independent. And you
get
they had lots of stages to it, I think.
Don't get us wrong, a lot of people were conceived in cars at drive-ins.
Yes.
Especially if the movie was rubbish.
All right. Well, 133353, tell us your drive-in memories.
Yeah, give us a call this morning.
They're flooding back.
Your attention, please. All new Hotshot electric in-car heaters have been installed for your comfort and convenience. Just insert heater through car window and turn on the switch. Warning, high voltage.
Warning.
Show starts in 8 minutes.
Oh, I love it. Old school drive-ins right there from the States.
Oh, man, I was just remembering a time that I went with my brother and his friends to a movie marathon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, I was younger than them by 3 years and I had some alcohol and got quite drunk. And I remember I passed out in the snack bar.
Oh, dear.
And
Yeah,
it didn't end very well.
That's not
you know, because you're trying to be all grown up with your brother's friends and you end up being sent home, basically.
Passed out with a burger in your hand.
Yeah.
Well done. Remember the old days of driving down Scarborough Beach Road and you get the folks to slow down near the Metro Twin Drive-ins, just so you can see a little bit of the movie because it might be an R-rater. Hey, Dad, can you slow the car down a little bit? And that had two screens. That's why that car park there at the movies is so big.
And also before billboards and stuff. So when you saw a giant TV up in the sky, it was brilliant. You know? You drove past that, it sounded like it was cool thing to see.
The Metro Twin at Innaloo. How's that? Well, we're reminiscing this morning. 133353.
Sharon in Lansdale, what's your drive-in memory?
I was about 16. I might have been late 16, 1977 down in Mandurah.
Yeah.
And I was allowed to go to the drive-in with a friend and a guy I was keen on and his mate in a panel van.
Of course.
Sure.
Yes. So my mother being very strict, the condition was that she and her best friend were going to go and keep an eye on us.
Not parked behind you, surely.
Two cars down.
Oh, that's gold. The chaperones.
Brilliant.
And of course, Sharon, that was the thing about that. That was the dream, was to have the panel van backed up so you could lay in the panel van looking up with the doors open.
Yeah, that was it.
Ah, wicked. Love
the,
it.
Our intermission came on and he offered to go and get something to eat. I said, no, I'll do it. I'll go.
Yeah.
So I jumped out. Well, I couldn't have my mum being seen. It wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And jumped out, got something to eat, got back in the car. God knows what the movie was. I have no idea. I'm being worried my mum would knock on the side of the car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And anyhow, we're going home. He said, we'll just do a couple of laps of town. I said, no, I've got to go home.
Yeah.
No, I said, no, your mum will never know. And I said, no, really, I have to get home. He said, no, just a couple of laps, she'll be right. So it was either own up that mum was there or go for a couple of laps of town.
A couple of bog laps.
Exactly. Did that. Got home and my mother was waiting on the footpath, hands on her hips. Where the hell have you been?
I'm surprised she wasn't following you around doing laps with you.
Oh, God, it was the most embarrassing night of my life.
Oh, well done, Sharon.
Sharon.
Thanks for reminiscing with us.
And that's given me some ideas, actually, because it's T's birthday soon. And
oh,
I've forgotten how romantic doing bog laps were.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Take a couple round home.
You betcha.
Justin in Mandurah, what's your drive-in memory?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, yeah, mate,
good,
we're mate. Well.
Just reminiscing, Justin.
Oh, mate, reminiscing, Jesus. Back when I was a young fella, which was many, many moons ago, I took this young lady to the drive-in back in Alice. I'd only just got my peak plates, and she was a couple of years younger than what I was.
Yeah.
One thing led to another, a bit amorous and everything, and 35 years later, after we've been our own ways now, and we actually got engaged last night.
No!
Oh,
congratulations, man! Wow. Yeah.
35 years, you know, obviously quick movers.
Yeah. Took your time,
Very fast. No, we're country people, so we move pretty quick.
Last night. Oh, that's fantastic, buddy. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Sensational. What a story, eh?
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. By the way, the Galaxy drive-in tonight, it's gates open at 6:15, so stick your mates in the boot. No, it won't work because they check these days. Sonic the Hedgehog and Playing with Fire are the movies from 7 p.m.
Okay.
You can't pre-book tickets. They're available at the gate at the Galaxy. You can go to galaxydrivein.com.au there.
Great. Oh,
remember we saw Poseidon Adventure.
Oh,
that's
mate.
Right, at the Waverly. Oh, Shelley Winters doing the big underwater swim.
Gene Hackman, the hero.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Brilliant.
I totally don't get that reference.
No, it's all right.
There was
Hewitt never went to the drive-in, that's why.
Yeah, you never went. We have to take you to the drives, I think.
We're happy to have you with us this evening and want you to enjoy every minute of your stay here. And while you relax and stretch, visit our concession where you'll find something to please you. There are ice-cold drinks, delicious sandwiches, ice cream, coffee and snacks, and many other pleasing treats.
Show starts in 4 minutes.
I mean, you can't, you know, Perth is like the primo spot for this sort of activity.
Because of
great weather.
Great weather.
Yep.
You know, and oh, gee, I'm really reminiscing in my own brain.
Well,
here.
You can go to the drive-in tonight. We are reminiscing about drive-ins. Craig in Mundaring's given us a call. Craig, what's your memory of the drive-in?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Nice. Yeah, we're just going down, walking down through the past. What do you got?
Okay, back in the late 70s, probably 1978 sort of time, we're all members of a football team. We got bored with training. We wanted something different to do. So we all headed out to the old Beachline Drive-In out at Beachborough.
Yeah.
One thing led to another. We're all sitting out there with a carton or an esky of beer and a few bits and pieces, and one bloke, we dared him, and $100, which is a fair bit of money back in those days,
for an
18-year-old.
Fortune.
To go down to the front and streak all the way to the back of the drive-in where we were.
Sounds like Greece.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it, yeah, and he got his $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
$100, man.
We all flashed the headlights at him.
How was it received by the crowd, Craig? Were people honking and carrying on?
Oh, people are honking and other people were abusing, and that's it. Yeah. It's part of the fun. And when you're 18 and you can earn $100 in about 30 seconds flat, why not?
Yeah, buy a new car.
Even if it does get you kicked out.
Oh, I try earning that sort of money for getting me kid off now, Craig, and it doesn't work.
$100 to put it back on.
To put it back on.
$1,000.
Hey, thanks, Craig. Thanks for reminiscing with us, bud.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Yeah, have a good day.
You too, mate.
Hey, Matt, you're saying you're reminiscing in your head. I mean, as a 15, 16-year-old, one of my best mates, Skinny Ray Leonard from Greenwood High, his mum managed the Moonline Drive-In.
Oh,
so every Friday night in summer, we'd go to the drives, get a free burger and a free Coke and all the rest of it, go and watch the movies. Tough guys had threatened to beat us up, all that stuff.
I think it was reminiscent of a very simple time.
It was, yeah.
You know, when things were good, things were easy, everyone had a car.
Well, you can do it again tonight.
Yeah, too right. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
10 days since I stopped smoking forever.
Good on you. Well done.
Well done, champ.
That's my new language, thanks to my rapid transformational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed.
Well, I'm in big trouble, actually, because I know my wonderful lady who helped me is listening. And I forgot to do it yesterday. You're supposed to listen to the meditation every day.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to it 3 times today.
Make up.
I don't know how that happened.
Late.
No, I know.
Yeah, get a day ahead then.
Yeah. But so things are going well. And then, Kimber, yesterday you spoke about this interesting thing about this gene variation.
Yeah.
That makes you more addicted to nicotine than you otherwise would be.
Yeah, they've done some research and said that some people have a particular gene that just means that when they try and quit smoking, they're worse off than others who are trying to quit. Okay. It's more of a struggle.
Yeah, it's the CHRNA5.
Oh, yeah.
And the A5 is the subunit receptor that is the variation. And if you've got that, nicotine just makes you go, whoa!
Hello!
Awesome.
Makes itself at home.
So I wanted to find out if I had that because I thought, well, you know, it's good to be empowered with all of that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, they only do this research at the Sorbonne in Paris, University College in London, and the Finkelstein Institute in Kenwick.
Oh, right. Awesome.
So I went out
ahead of their time, apparently.
Yesterday, and this is how it went down. So I'm here at the Finkelstein Institute with Dr. Finkelstein. Dr. Finkelstein, hi, what are we doing today?
Hello, mate, and hello to all your listeners, especially my daughter Henrietta. Look, Henrietta, Papa's on the radio with Clergy Matt and Kimber.
Cool, so what are we going to do today, Dr. Finkelstein?
Okay, so Matt, we know you're trying to give up the smoking, which is great, but there is a mutation present in some people's genome which makes giving up the nicotine harder, which is bad. So today, I'm going to take a sample of your spit and we're going to look for this CHRNA5 gene and see if this little A5 nicotinic receptor subunit is behaving itself. But before I go any further, I do need you to sign there.
What's that for?
Oh, nothing. That's just formalities that allow us to take your DNA sample and give us permission to manipulate your DNA into indestructible robot soldiers.
What?
Oh, nothing. No, just sign there, please. Okay, mate. Just give me a good wad of your spit. Yeah, you've done this before.
Not really.
Oh, you're a natural.
Okay.
Now, just make yourself at home. I'll take this into the lab and we'll find out what secrets are hidden in your saliva. Okay, Matt, so, as we suspected, you are predisposed to be addicted to, well, pretty much everything, yeah. And that A5 subunit of yours is a naughty boy. He's on James Street. It's 3 a.m. and he is not ready to go home yet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, is there any medication that I can take that'll help me?
I think you've stuck enough substances in there for the time being, don't you?
Well, Dr. Finkelstein, help me here. I'm trying to give up smoking. What can I do?
Yeah, go and live in a monastery. You could do Breakfast Radio there. Dalai Lama 94.5. Crazy Matt and Kimbo
in the morning on Mix 94.5. We know that business is struggling right now, but you get the feeling there are a few fire sales going on around the place.
Oh, actually, have you guys got some money? Do you want to chip in on a business together?
Well, the answer to the first question is no. But yeah, what do you got? Anyway.
Well, If you've got 40K, I mean, we'd have to we'd have to sell our cars and our dignity, but we could do it. We could.
All right.
Because
what have you got?
40K, we could buy one of my favourite watering holes in Perth.
Oh, really?
What? A pub?
Yep.
Which one?
Clarence's.
Oh, beautiful.
Clarence's on Beaufort Street in Mount Lawley. It shut down probably a year ago.
Okay. Yep.
And, you know, even pre-COVID, because Beaufort Street, everything in Mount Lawley was struggle town.
Started falling asleep, didn't it, Beaufort?
Yeah, it was. Sadly. Well, you know, the rents got too high and it all just got a bit pear-shaped. But for 40K, it's for sale on Gumtree.
Hey! On Gumtree?
That's where you sell all big
businesses. Not a joke, is it?
If it's on sale on Gumtree, does that mean that you rock up and then, or you plan to rock up and you make an appointment and then you don't go?
Just don't show it.
Or you just go in and tire kick, just throw a few bottles around the place and destroy it a bit. But $40,000.
What do you get?
You get the kitchen and the fully stocked bar.
Oh, it's fully stocked.
Fully stocked.
It's got that cute little courtyard as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. Great beer garden. I loved it. It was a really cool bar and a really lovely atmosphere and a good place for dinner. And we need 40K.
Oh, well, hang on a minute.
There's only one problem. The rent's 40K a month.
Well,
on top of that,
that's
probably.
Part of the issue.
What if I get myself 40K somehow?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have my wedding there.
Oh.
We drink it dry.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we sell it again.
Put it back on the market straight away.
$39,995 drive away.
No more to pay.
No more to pay.
Also, when something's fully stocked bar, that still includes like the creme de menthe and the, you know, the dust covered liqueurs.
Don't worry,
that no one's
that'll go.
The stuff you wouldn't drink. Actually, I think that's a brilliant idea. I'd just be a bit concerned about how much rent you'd have to pay in that time.
Oh yeah, I did always want to be a publican, and now that I don't drink, I could be like Ted Danson in Cheers.
You could be the man.
Oh yeah,
you know, the one that stands there, clean, you know, polishing the glasses, listening to all the story,
cracking the jokes.
No, actually, I don't want to do that.
Maybe not. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix
94.5. Yeah. Another day brings more news
with the occasional bizarre twist. What you got?
That's a really good news read, but here's what the news missed.
The news here certainly doesn't miss much, but they've missed this story. And I think it's worth sharing with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of audio, and I want you to tell me what you think this radio listener is saying.
Okay,
number one, Tony Hadley.
What do you think that was?
Tony Hadley?
Yeah, number one, Tony Hadley.
Sounds like
right?
A bit
with
an
accent.
Bit of an accent. Yeah,
bit of an accent.
So he's talking about the guy from Spandau Ballet.
Oh, he sure is. He's saying Tony Hadley.
But even if he said Hadley, it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, right. Now, this is all part of a $10,000 radio comp in Singapore.
All right.
Where listeners needed to identify celebrities' voices. And this gentleman, Muhammad, was an avid listener.
Yeah.
All day long listening in. He's heard the clip thousands of times. He is a loyal listener and he wants to win this comp.
Don't tell me it's supported by the wonderful people at ABC.
Well, the
Singapore's
thing is,
favorite.
Muhammad and his wife worked hard on these celebrity answers. They finally get through and he's like, I'm going to nail this, right? Gives his answers. Turns out he's not correct.
He only
got the 13. They said, sorry, you need 14. It's not right.
13 out of 14.
Yep.
So close.
So fast forward a couple of weeks later, someone else wins the comp with the exact same answers that Muhammad gave.
No, the same names.
Yes. Now, when Muhammad contacts the radio station and says, hang on a minute, guys, I actually gave those answers.
Yep.
Their response was, I'm sorry, you didn't pronounce Tony Hadley correctly.
Oh, come on. He obviously knew who it was.
Now, this is how he said it.
Okay.
Okay, number one, Tony Hadley.
Now, that guy's got an accent.
It's an accent. Well,
right?
Yeah.
Now, this is the winner, Jerome. This is how Jerome said it.
Okay, number one, Tony Hadley.
It's almost like exactly the same.
Sure. Maybe a bit more of an A in that one, but still.
Now, the radio station won't back down. Muhammad has gone, I deserve this money. Right. I've got a family. That 10K.
How much was it? 10 grand.
10K. Right. They won't back down, so he goes straight to the source and he emails Tony Hadley.
Oh, brilliant.
Did he really?
He says,
did he put an E or an
Tony,
A in it?
True.
Tony, I'm part of this comp. I think I've been ripped off.
To cut a long story short.
Tell me if you think I have said your name correctly and Tony made him a video.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Muhammad Shellahan. This is Tony Hadley here from the UK. Now, I've listened back to the tape and as far as I'm concerned, you pronounce my name absolutely correctly. Tony Hadley, you might have said Hadley. It's like accent, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, you said my name correctly.
Oh, there you go. From the man.
Tony Hadley gives you the thumbs up. The radio station still won't back down.
You're kidding. I should point out that after that audio played on, he said, please don't contact me again.
Yeah.
Stop harassing me.
Well, they reckon that their radio station's offered him a little compensation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, a couple of movie tickets.
A mix mug.
A couple of chalk milks.
He is considering whether to take that. They reckon it could be 5K, but they're not revealing.
That is amazing.
And he doesn't know whether to take it further. We don't play that way at Mix.
No.
We're all about trying to. We want you to win.
Yeah, yeah. As we say, near enough's close enough around here.
Too right.
Yeah,
okay, number one, Tony Hadley.
Ripped off.
So close. So too. Unfair. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the
morning. On Mix 94.5. Something very special coming up on the telly tonight. Friday, May 22, the Comedy Lounge is premiering. You deserve basically to have a laugh here in Perth, of course.
Yeah. Right.
And some of the best, some of the funniest people around are going to be involved in the show, hosted by comedy hypnotist Matt Hale, good mate of ours.
Yep.
And Craig Quarterman, funny bloke, is on the line right now. Craig, good morning, mate. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, Bud Dictinsky here. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm so happy to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Oh, bless you, buddy. This is really exciting, right? It's going to be live comedy on the telly.
It's as close to a proper set, nightclub set, as you can get, which, as you know, Matt, there's so much that gets lost when it goes through the producers and stuff and gets there. This is as close as you can get to being at the Comedy Lounge, which I spoke with the producers last night. I'm a little bit shocked about how much they're going to let go to air. It's going to be amazing.
Great. Yeah, I mean, that's what we want. I mean, Craig, I've been seeing this funny post that's been going around that made by ABC TV where they've made, it's a bit of a joke video. Here it is.
These are unprecedented times.
We know things are hard right now.
You're stuck inside with nothing to do.
It's time to think about how your choices affect others.
So please, please,
please
don't start a podcast.
Now, I found it funny, but the reality is, like, we need our comedians and our artists working. How are you adapting without being able to do live gigs?
I've never been busier, which is crazier since this whole lockdown thing, because yeah, I've been adapting and writing and getting back on the tools as far as video journalism. I'm filming, I'm editing, I'm doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and I may possibly be starting a podcast. And the weird part, I know all the guys that produced that particular clip and they all have podcasts.
Of course, so
they're a little hypocrites. But this is the great thing about this Comedy Lounge set. You're right. There's a lot of content coming out during isolation, but unlike most of this stuff, tonight's show is going to be good.
I love it. Hey, Craig, weird stuff on TV. MasterChef last night, they were hugging like crazy, right? Lots of hugging going on. If you watch MasterChef tonight, not that you will because this show will be on, but there's social distancing. It was filmed while the changes were coming into play. So how about you guys? Was this done well and truly before that? You don't have to wear a mask on stage?
Yeah, well and truly before the whole isolation thing. But it was weird too. It was at that time, it was the end of the Fringe.
Yep.
And rumours were just coming through. Like a lot of people were flying out of Perth at the end of Perth Fringe, seeing people with masks on and thinking, ha, those people are crazy. It was just at the end of that time. So there's no COVID humour, jokes. God, we're going to have to sit through that for about 6 months once clubs open back up.
Yeah, maybe 2 years. Yeah.
I mean, it's really worth reiterating to people. We are talking on, you know, normal Channel 9 terrestrial television at 8:30.
Oh, so it's not on
prime
Zoom.
Time. Perth comedians. I mean, it's a pity that it's taken coronavirus to get this kind of support, but it's really exciting, Craig.
It is really exciting because nobody does this.
No.
Come to Melbourne Comedy Festival, come any other sort of TV specials. It is put through this filter for mentality that adults don't like to hear bad words.
Right.
It's like when people say, oh, don't swear in front of your nan. Like, who taught you how to swear? It's going to be nice to have the cotton wool taken off. And you're right, Matt. Sometimes we adapt through weird circumstances, and this is definitely one of those times.
Well, and we want to see more of this, so the best way to do it is to watch Channel 9 tonight, because that's how we get more of these things happening. We all know that the business world of it is that they just want ratings.
Yep,
if you tune in, then we start getting more of what we want. So support your Perth comedians and watch the gig tonight.
Yeah, it's backfired on me because I've been saying TV's dead for ages and now I'm stoked.
All right, mate. No hecklers when you're on TV pre-recorded. It's all good.
There were a couple. I'm hoping they get left in, but I've had this bit. I had this bit where I actually, don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but so many producers and other people think that it's not a bit. They actually think I'm dealing with a heckler, but it's actually a joke and a trick. And I'm worried they've cut that out because they're worried I've just destroyed this human on camera.
Smoke and mirrors.
Oh, that's funny. It'll be all right on the night. Try not to be too nervous, mate. We look forward to seeing it tonight on 9.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. There's a word out there, and there are a few reports going around, that Australia-wide, in fact, much of the world, where people are a little bit afraid of heading out into public transport, where they reckon the numbers of cars on our streets are going to be increasing post-COVID or whilst we're living with coronavirus.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And, of course, recently, guys, we had the Hay Street Bridge work where the Mitchell Freeway was shut across the weekend and a little bit more in those southbound lanes because it's a truck crash hotspot.
Yeah, it is.
And as soon as that got raised, and they literally were raising it, they were cutting away some of the bridge so the trucks could get under, everyone started talking about the Bayswater Bridge.
It's just been a part of Perth for so long. If there's not a truck stuck under it, there will be within days.
It's like a target, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how many. They were keeping a record, right, of days without incident.
And they don't
get very far before 47, there's another truck.
Like the nuclear power plant in Springfield.
But how many poor rookie drivers got caught up in that? And even worse, even more embarrassing, if you're a veteran and you're just not thinking and you get caught there.
Why were there not signs, and I'm talking signs that say, hey, low bridge coming up. No, seriously.
Yeah, that's the one you needed.
I know you think that you're going to get under.
I know, years ago I said, why don't they have just one of those chains hanging across before the bridge?
Ah, yes.
Because if your truck hits the chain, you would know it's time to turn off.
Yeah. So now they're going to do some work to the Bayswater Bridge.
Work or bring it down. No, they can't. It's a train line.
It's a train line. 3.8 metres. There you go. But it is, do they wreck ball it? What do they do?
I don't know. They've hired contractors. They've said they're going to take the wrecking ball to the bridge in favour of a slick replacement.
Okay.
Don't know what that is yet.
No, right.
But, it is a problem. I felt for the ones, as you say, the veteran truck drivers in particular.
That's embarrassing.
The person who hired the thrifty truck and just tried to move house that day. That would have been awful.
Yeah, if you're a first-time player or whatever, you don't really know.
But, there's a few places in Perth, to be honest, that I'd like to take a wrecking ball to.
As in traffic spots?
Yes.
Okay.
Go on.
I reckon you could take out a few on Loftus Street. A few of those traffic lights down near Cambridge Street, Cambridge and Loftus.
There are a lot down there, aren't there?
The bridge works that you just said they've done on Hay Street there, going onto where the southbound freeway, where you're all trying to merge.
Yes.
Oh, that's stupid.
That is frightening.
Just run a wrecking ball through the whole damn lot. It is the worst intersection in Perth.
That is bizarre, isn't it?
Well, it's not an intersection, really. It's just the most rubbishy design ever.
And you know what? Together. That was when I first got back here to Perth to do this job, and I got onto that part of the freeway and went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like trying to get onto Riverside Drive or get over to the other side. I mean, it's freaky.
It feels like you're putting your life at risk.
Yeah, it really does.
We're going now. Yeah. Hey, what about those exits that you get stuck in? And I drive north of the river, so mine are Karen Up and Hutton, and all of a sudden you're in the lane, and if you're half asleep or not really with it, and you should be paying attention, and it's like, oh, I must exit
now. You have to exit.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Can we wreck all those?
Yeah, I reckon we should. Mm. We need to create some sort of system where we can just control all the roads that way.
You know the bit where you're coming down, I think it's called Green Street.
Yep.
Right.
In Joondalup.
And you come down onto Scarborough Beach Road.
Oh, yes.
And you've got that weird kind of, they've now put stop signs up, actually.
It's on the Mount Hawthorn border.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we've had a little bit.
We had a car accident there in the mix car.
Oh, that's how we meet listeners.
Someone drove up the back of
us. That's right. Oh, g'day, I love you guys.
Actually, never go in a work car with Kimber ever again.
Oh, I know. I've had two car accidents in the mixed car now, and neither were my fault.
Kimber,
you are to yourself.
You are the common denominator right there. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's got your back. Down South Week.
ABC Blinds have your back too, with up to 50% off at their autumn drop sale. ABCBlinds.com.au.
I got your back.
And this week, it's been a celebration, as Matt said earlier, of the internal borders restrictions being lifted. So people are heading down south again, which is great.
Yeah. Oh, it's nothing like losing your internal borders.
You've got to take care of that.
Spread the love around the businesses down south.
Yeah, and of course, we need a nominator to nominate someone and do something special for them. Olivia, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How about you guys?
We're well. Olivia, tell us why you've nominated your dad for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back.
He drives road trains.
Like, oh, yeah.
All the way up north, and his hours are constantly changing, and he's sleeping in the bunk of his truck and everything. And it's just, he needs like a nice break because of the virus. You know, he can't take his days off or anything.
Yeah, and we need him at the moment, right? I mean, he's doing essential work to keep the state running. So he's working hard and not getting any downtime.
Well, that must be really hard, though. Sleeping in your truck, you're not quite getting the rest that you should be getting. So he's been working pretty hard. Well, Olivia, we want to try and reward him and try and force him to take some time off because it's important for everybody to have a bit of a break. So thanks for nominating your dad.
All good.
There he is. G'day, Aaron. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
We're good, Aaron. Your daughter, Olivia, tells us you're a superstar.
Oh, did she? I don't know about that, but
Well, mate, it sounds like you are. Obviously, you're a truck driver, you're doing essential work, and you're working some long hours, buddy, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we've got to keep the state and the economy running, you know, I'm not the only one out there. You know, it's all of us keeping us going, and we're not moving the stuff around the state. So.
Bloody hell, Aaron, stop being so humble, mate.
Yeah,
you're a champion. And she says you haven't had a break for a long time, but you can't really relax, mate.
No. It's been one of those years. Like, I sort of started off at the beginning of the year where I nearly lost my mum and whatnot. And, yeah, I was out in the middle of nowhere when I got that phone call. And, yeah, it's just been one of those years that, you know, I think we all need to forget and just get back to normal.
Well, Aaron, we want to ease the pressure just a smidge. So if we were to throw something special your way, do you reckon you could take just a moment off work so you could enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I think I could manage that.
Okay, bud. Well, you know, we're celebrating you and your great work. We're celebrating some of the borders being lifted here in the state, although that doesn't affect you most of the time. But we at Mix 94.5 and ABC Blinds, Aaron, we want to send you to Smith's Beach Apartments in Yallingup with a bit of lunch and a beer or seven at the Wild Hop Brewing Company.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
No, thank you.
So from essential driving to essential relaxing, mate, okay? It is imperative.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely relax with a beer or seven.
Well, and I tell you, Aaron, the Smith's Beach Apartments are beautiful. It doesn't matter what time of year you go. I went right in the middle of winter and I got this incredible view of just the rain hitting the windows, looking out over the scarp there. It's incredible. So you'll have a beautiful time.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the
morning on Mix 94.5. There's a few winds coming. Hopefully your house will be, if it's in the middle of the streets,
that was me. Oh,
still
no,
there on Sunday. Not those kind of winds, mate. Smelling like rotten eggs.
Storm time. And I worry about this when it's like the boy who cried wolf. Because sometimes they'll say, hey, there's a storm coming. And in Perth, we have a tendency to go, oh, okay, well, I'll watch that $5 piece of lawn furniture.
It's part of your stand-up routine. I've heard you do it more than once, mate.
Yes, we are a city obsessed by weather, we are a city that doesn't have a lot of weather.
True.
Yeah. In terms of it changing, it's usually beautiful.
Well, it's like today, 24 sunny, tomorrow, 27 sunny, and then we're getting squally rain on Sunday, which looks like it's going to be pretty bad for the state, and then Monday as well, and then the rain sort of kicks in for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is coming a long way too, right? From Kalbarri to Albany.
Yeah.
So they reckon it'll be a fair bit of rain and a fair bit of storm and wind coming through, and I'm still recovering from the one 2.5 weeks ago.
Of
I still
course,
don't have a fence.
You lost your fence.
And yeah.
Well, this is supposed to be a little bit worse because I'm seeing on the TV they're saying once in a 5-year storm.
Oh,
I don't know what that means. I don't know how you calculate
actually,
that.
Have all the trees in West Leederville blown down yet?
I mean, it's hard to compare, isn't it? But I guess there is a science behind it. And they're saying this is similar to a storm that we had in June of 2012, which had over 600 calls for assistance and about 170,000 homes lost power.
Okay.
So we could be looking at that type of storm again on Sunday night.
Maddie, I know you weren't in town, but did we tell you about
the hailstorm
in 2010?
Well, hopefully, I don't want to see that sort of damage, but it would be great for me to be here for a weather event so I could join in on that conversation.
And I hope to a degree it's one of those ones that does sort of pass without too much drama.
Yes, of course.
We have
always
had quite a few lately. Now, Kimber, have you had your fence repaired yet? Do you have a new fence?
No, ironically, they're coming to do the fence on Monday, straight after the storm on Sunday.
Oh, really? Hopefully it's cleared, because that would be a real bummer.
Yeah.
If it got fixed and then it got blown down.
You know, maybe just get him to bring a couple of extra sheets and put those up in case I lose a few more on Sunday night.
Nothing like having a spare bear.
Mm. What if it turns into a once in 7 year event?
Oh, dear.
I don't know, but just keep your mobile phone charged, because if you say you're not coming into work on Monday because you didn't have any power and the alarm didn't go off, there'll be no excuses.
It's a fair chance. No, so the weather's coming Sunday.